gentlemen, the most retarded 2 hours in Zork Radio, it's the Vinny Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com and incidentally the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Couple of announcements before we get to my very special guest, Anthony from the Micro Effect. Hello, Anthony. How are you? But we have received word that a new premises is opening up and we'll be moving into that on September the 1st. So if anybody is in the Auckland area and basically about 7 days from now on Saturday, you can come and give us a hand if you want to, you know, whether that be, I don't know, hand with a vehicle, a hand with heavy lifting, or a hand with cleaning, or a hand with sitting around and rolling cigarettes for people, you know, whatever. come on down, give me a hand, and send us an email through thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. Or if you already know who I am already, you know, you've probably got me on Facebook or my email or something of that nature. So that's good. Also, because we are moving, and of course, nowadays, moving is a substantial cost. It's basically wiped out every cent that was in the Guerrilla Media account. So the thing that I need now is not necessarily donations, but the subscriptions, the $5 a month regular recurring donations. That's something that gives us that gives me so much to work with. And we were having a conversation with me and my girlfriend Sarah last night. I mean, she supported me for the first 2-3 years of doing this, and you, the listeners, have supported me for the last year doing this kind of thing with the donations and subscriptions and what have you. In terms of our relationship, mine with Sarah, we came to the conclusion last night that if it wasn't for you listeners and the contributions you were making, we would not still be together, because it was really hard for her supporting me all those years. And now that we're getting some form of income off of the show, and we're helping people all over the world get in touch with other truthers, with the social network, and we're getting activists that have never been on radio before or even on YouTube or whatever, now a presence on the web. It's what we're doing. We've got to give it all out to everybody. And the conclusion is that the more you give out, the more you get back. And I'm humbled, absolutely humbled, at how much support poured in over the last week, and how many substantial, sizable donations that came in, without which we would literally not be able to move. And I would be at a stress point beyond imagining at this very moment. But today, I'm happy, I'm free, and I'm able to organize myself, and that is in no small part because of all of you who contributed financially, emotionally, and all the other ways that they can be. So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we'll get to my guest. Anthony, welcome.
How do you do?
I'm somewhat fabulous. What about yourself?
I'm alive. I'm here.
All right, well, I guess that's as good as you can be. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is you do?
Just an everyday person like anybody else. Some answers to some questions on health. Basically, I help people all over the planet, from cancers to canker sores and everything in between. Dealing even with things like Morgellons and the supposed other traumatic STDs that, you know, that they have overemphasized and have overblown, and showing people even how to eat and how to avoid some of the food of genetics that they've designed to destroy people's lives with, like soy, canola, and a whole host of other things. So I basically, what I do is I inform people, educate people, show them how to make remedies, show them how to be on the offense, if you will.
Yep. Well, I see that there is a massive quantity, don't you agree, of people trying to shut down herbal remedies and natural health therapies and things like that.
Ergo, you're part of the world more so, I think. It's happening here in the United States and Canada. Canada's adopted the Australian insanity. I was down in New Zealand several years ago, and I was not impressed with the health food industry there. They pretty well killed your industry down there, and what they do offer you there is basically fluff, And again, with the Agenda 21 that's out there, which is designed to, again, mitigate and eliminate any alternative to the so-called mainstream way of doing things, we're going to see more and more of this activity transpire. So this is one of the reasons why I've done the YouTubes. I knew about Agenda 21 4 years ago. When you go on the YouTube, you can see how to make your own remedies that work, that can rectify, cure, heal, all those things, that all those words are in the dictionary, but you cannot use for some strange reason. If you follow those principles, a lot of times you'd be surprised, even if you look at the comments on the YouTube, so how many people have actually used those remedies and have seen results.
Well, I see that in New Zealand, at least, we've gotten the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine, and that was born out of basically the other natural medicine magazine going out of business.
Well, like I said, you got Agenda 21, and it knows no borders. Basically, Agenda 21 is the FDA of the planet. You got the European Food and Safety Authority in Europe. You've got the FDA in the United States, and actually in other parts of the world under different names and auspices. You've got the Health Protection Branch in Canada. And there's a coordinated effort to shut down any herbal remedy or any supplement that can actually cure, mitigate, or balance a person's body. Even food. I'll give you an example. The FDA almost shut down a cherry orchard in Michigan because the cherries have an analgesic property to them that can offset migraine headaches. Well, because it had that particular component in it, they were going to stop the cherry production because, quote unquote, it was a drug. And we all know that if you have scurvy or anything of this nature, you would eat fruits high in ascorbic acid to eliminate the scurvy. So this is where it's going to eventually, your food itself will be regulated as a drug. That's where it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to choices, a lack thereof. You're going to be forced to capitulate to the medical system if everyone doesn't wake up on the reality that your freedom of choice, if you ever had it, it's more or less you've had options in the past. You've never had real choices. You know, real choice means you have the right to make a decision on what you want, not an option that they give you, for instance, Walmart, Sears, or Kmart as an option. When you have that, the capacity to make the decision for yourself and act on that decision, that's a real choice. You've not had that. You've had regulatory bodies that can tell you what you can and cannot have. The component in marijuana, THC, in a concentrated dose, cures cancer, all cancers. See if you can access that. See if you can go out and get marijuana anywhere. Some countries, if you just for possession, you can go to jail. Why is that? It grows. It's there for your use if you know how to use it.
And I don't understand why people get busted or even get shot over it. You know, I mean, it's killed less people than basil.
Well, you got to remember something. You have a drug cartel that's run by the drug industry. If you're growing marijuana and all of a sudden you're giving away a remedy that can cure people of cancer, you have just cost them billions of dollars. Okay, we had a guy in Canada that actually came up with how to do it. Had to go to the Netherlands to avoid being incarcerated in Canada, and he was giving it away.
Don't you just love it how in order to kill somebody who's got cancer, you get paid a lot of money? To cure somebody who's got cancer, you get locked up.
Well, that's Agenda 21. Look, I don't know about your country. I know about what's going on in the United States and Canada. There's been an agenda to eliminate three segments of the population, 0 to 5, 19 to 29, and anybody in retirement age. So when you're looking at that, and I've already seen that firsthand here where I live, where people who are above 80 years old went into the hospital. One had an allergic reaction to a medication. They injected her with it anyway and killed her. It's a form of euthanasia. I've just read something the other day. Now they're coming up with a concept of infanticide. Anyway, killing off babies up to the age of 3 years old. If you find yourself overcome with the financial burden of having a baby, you can now go to a hospital and have them eliminated out of your life. This is where we're at today.
It's old-fashioned Nazi eugenics, with the doctors acting as the functionary of the state and taking away people's right to determine what happens with their own bodies or their own lives.
Well, I think it's gone beyond that. To be honest with you, this is far, far worse than anything that, anything that was ever done during the Second World. This is by far probably magnified by 100-fold. I mean, look, we're genetically engineering human beings. We have genetically engineered babies in Canada and the United States now. We're taking genes of 3 people, 4 people. They're even cross-genetically tampering with animal and human DNA together. You know, we've been genetically engineering our foods. These foods are not in no way designed for human consumption. They don't work with our bodies. They actually will take root into your body and start to grow. So we have, like I said, this is where we're at today.
We don't have a food supply anymore. We have a food-like product supply?
I wouldn't even call it that. Honest to God, I wouldn't even call it that. I would call it something else, but I can't say that word on the radio.
Like a food-flavored comestible?
Something that comes out of your backside is what I'd call it. That's just put it this way. It's not even fit for human consumption, honest to God. Look, when you're taking genes, okay, and you're taking genetics, and now you're changing the bacterial flora of the soil. You're feeding animals, your sheep, your goats, your ducks, whatever, antibiotics, growth hormone. Their manure, their fecal matter is dumping out with their whatever bacteria they're producing. It's going into the soil so that the so-called vegans who think they're getting a clean food are not getting any more than anybody else. You change that dynamic, that agrodynamic that's going on there, and then what you've got is a totally different set of chemistry that doesn't work with your body. As a matter of fact, it works with the chemtrails. When the chemtrails come down on you, you've got 23 chemicals that are hitting you in 22-hour span. The genetics of those plants produce a biofilm, which the polymers bind with. That's why you have so many people having so many issues with Morgellons today, is because of the combination of the two chemicals. As a result, this stuff starts to proliferate within your body. It reproduces and replicates because it's a bio-nanotechnology. And that's what's going on. And a lot of people are saying, well, how come this is taking so long? It's because you continually inundate your bodies with these things, and they're foreign. So we have a huge problem along the planet. Our air, we're being fumigated. We're being poisoned in our land. We're being poisoned with our foods. We're being poisoned with vaccinations. We're being poisoned with the water, if you're drinking fluoridated water or lithium-based water, because now they're taking the fluoride out, giving the people a sense of safety, and they're adding lithium to it instead. So now you become a domesticated sheep.
Yep, and on top of that, think about all of the medication that everybody in the United States has taken. Like, what percentage of people in the United States are taking some form of medication? And then think about how much of that medication actually passes through the urine. And then think about how much of that gets flushed down the toilet. And then think about how much of that goes down to the desalinization plant or whatever, and then cleans most of it out. And then just think about just how much of the remnants of people's medications that get through all that stuff, and what kind of combinations of stuff you're drinking every day and bathing in and washing your food in.
Take birth control. Look at all the women in your country and Australia and Canada and everywhere else using birth control. Where's that all going? Women, you know, the women are peeing that out, pooping that out, right? And it's going into your sewage system. Okay? Males are drinking it. Males are having problems with their genitalia being smaller. There's been a study done here along the river, one of the rivers in Ontario, where the male fish have actually shrunk. The female fishes have gotten bigger. They can't copulate anymore because of the overloading of the estrogens in the system. You got a xenoestrogen going into the waterway, not to mention your pesticides and everything else coming from your farmlands, which are also xenoestrogenic. So you've got a lot of things going on. And then, like I said, you look up in the sky and you've got, like I said, you got thorium and uranium coming down on you from the chemtrails. So you're being hit with a lot of things that are from all kinds of angles. And when I talk about these things, I always try to offer a solution, because everyone hears about the doom and gloom. Doom and gloom, and we get it all the time. You know, what are we going to do? Are we going to just throw in the towel? No, there are answers and there are ways to defeat a lot of this, and you can defeat a lot of this. And you just got to know how to manipulate what you have.
Well, and there's also ways to armor yourself against it. Like a simple thing to do is just to have a good sense of humor and continue to laugh about stuff every day. That'll keep you very, very healthy.
Well, it'll keep you laughing anyway. You need to be using things like iodine, for one thing, to mitigate radiation. Mm. You need to be taking baths with baking soda, again, to extract radiation from your body. You are being exposed to radiation. Oop, is that a commercial?
Indeed it is. We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. And please visit the homepage, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, and click on Charisma Designs banner. It's a new banner that we just put on there. Some beautiful handcrafted New Zealand-made jewellery from one of our listeners who had all their shops destroyed in the Christchurch earthquake, interestingly enough. We'll be right back after the break.
Bonkers.
I wake up every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let ease, give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, for the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood. From the fat, loosely fluoridated in Fukushima, irradiated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chain nation, and the sunny slave South Pacific, where everybody has a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. And incidentally, they're ruled by a Federal Reserve banker named John Effing Key! Because I'm such a scumbag that you couldn't freaking believe it, even if I told you his whole history of scumbaggery. I hate that guy. I hate him a lot. And in fact, please, for the love of Norwegian cheese, go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you will be able to find the John Key Not Wanted poster, both in JPEG and PDF form, for which you can probably print something out or post it around. Somebody, somewhere, I guarantee you, would love to see this John Key Not Wanted poster, because he's such a filthy, disgusting, manipulative, but very slick son of a unwed mother. Yes. Now, my very special guest, Anthony from the Micro Effect. Do you have a surname, Anthony, or do you just kind of go at all kind of cryptic truther and stuff like that?
No, I just call everybody call me Tony. I think we got enough problems with titles and, you know, goofy things like that. So I just people call me Tony and that's it. I just, you know, there's nothing cryptic. We got enough cryptic crap in what's going on. You know, I mentioned pretty well almost all of it in the last segment. So why burn us for more?
Tales from the Cryptic. Speaking of Tales from the Cryptic, I was watching TV last night with Sarah, and there was this telethon type thingy fundraiser going on called Cure Kids. We were sitting there watching these bleeding hearts try to make other people laugh in order to raise some money to cure the kids, because obviously medical research cure a single individual child who has, say, misplaced organs or things of that nature, and getting $700,000 to cure that one kid, and having this whole apparatus in order to do that, plus a whole bunch of other things and what have you. And you're sitting there and you think, we could cure that one with Rick Simpson's hemp oil. We could cure that one with vitamin C. We could cure that one with a bit of homeopathy. That one with a little bit of naturopathy. And yet, no. We're not going to do that. Instead, what we're going to do is we're going to bleed the people out by manipulating them into donating money to something that they think is a good cause, when in reality all they're doing is filling the pockets of absolutely disgusting, scumbaggery, profit-driven drug cartel scum.
I'll tell you some true stories. I've been helping some people from Oz that had cancer. And they, one woman spent probably about $80,000 going to Mexico, which was a farce. Huge farce. They're going down there because they see some movie star over here in America promoting some sort of, you know, clinic down there. And what they do is they put a shot in the chest and they pour chemo kind of therapies, chemicals that they used to use back in the 60s, they're still using down there. What winds up happening is the liver gets overloaded with these poisons. So after about several years of flying back and forth, she finally died in Texas. She went to the Brzezinski Clinic and it was too late. Now, the point I'm trying to get across is that we had another guy here in Canada just not too long ago do the same thing, go down there, spend a fortune, have to get a second mortgage on his house, and nothing. So the point I'm trying to get across is you have in every country, every culture, okay, every part of the planet has the ways and means to eliminate probably 90% of diseases. The only reason you should be going to a doctor, my humble opinion, is if you break an arm or a leg and they need to reset it. That's it.
Yeah, emergency traumas and things, right. And things like, you know, if you're in a car accident and you've got a collapsed lung, or basically emergency rooms are, I think, the only thing that a hospital should really have. The rest of it, they're basically worse than any other alternative known to man.
Well, it's a common theme. You go to a hospital and you come out worse, and you went, look, you get MRSA now going into a hospital.
No. Oh, my God. It's not Mercy Hospital. It's Mercer Hospital.
That's what you're getting. And you're getting, I mean, this is insanity, but you're going into hospital and to get a staph infection, which, by the way, can be cured. But they will tell you you will have that the rest of your life. And there's even certain three essential oils will knock it out of your system. So, you know, I always tell people before you get an x-ray, use some Lugol's iodine about an hour before and immediately right after, and then take a bath in baking soda. The military uses baking soda to extract radiation from a person's body. All you need is about a cup in hot water, sitting there for 20 minutes, and let it draw it out of you.
You need to do it daily as well. In fact, a lot of people have been doing that in the Gulf of Mexico after all that Corexit was sprayed, having those big baking soda baths daily. Because the reason why I had to have it daily is because they were being poisoned daily, and you can't just kind of get rid of the poisons that are in your body one day and expect them to not come back.
Oh, for sure. I mean, even where you guys are at, okay, they were talking about Fukushima. This is what cracks me up about Fukushima. When you hear all these doom and gloomers over here about Fukushima, all of a sudden the jet stream goes from Japan directly to the United States and Canada. Doesn't go to New Zealand, doesn't go to Australia, doesn't go to China, doesn't go to Vietnam, doesn't go to Russia, doesn't go to... But it goes straight across the Pacific like it's got a mind of its own, and it's coming straight to the Americas. Now, anytime radiation is expelled, it goes up, the jet stream carries it within a 1,500-mile range, square mile range. So if you're within that 1,500 square mile range, you've got fallout. Now, the jet streams and everything else has been all screwed with chemtrails, and they can probably manipulate a lot of this that goes on. So if you're in that part of the Pacific, you should be either using borax baths, taking a quarter cup of borax and put it in the water, or baking soda to pull that stuff out of you. Okay? And again, using iodine as the main staple. Seaweed, iodine, Lugol's iodine, Iodoro's. Again, I'm not sure if you can get that down there.
I've heard of Lugol's, actually. Yeah, we've got that.
Okay, because then it should be a 5% solution. Anything less than that is a waste of money.
In fact, on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, you just reminded me, underneath the little shop thing, there's also iodine supplements there that you can get, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah.
Just make sure they are a 5%. Even colloidal silver, there's such a bunch of hoopla about colloidal silver. If the colloidal silver today is not at 70 parts per million or higher, the lab pathogens or the military-created pathogens will feed on 10 parts per million. They'll actually use it in, as a material. So it's got to be above 70 parts. Minimal. Minimal. So if you are being hit with something very high-end, very unusual, you need to fortify what you're doing if you're doing anything. Again, the number one thing I tell people here is to eliminate all grains. They all need to be eliminated. Your cereals, your pasta, your rice, because of the genetics that are involved.
So, okay. Also, this was another thing that I thought about Fukushima, is that the birth defects and miscarriages in particular. We're talking with Dr. Bill Deagle a while back about this when he was in California, just when Fukushima kind of radiation allegedly came across the U.S. shoreline. And he said that there was a spike in miscarriages by like 30% or something like that. And it got me thinking. Let's say that theory about Fukushima being a false flag is true. Let's say the radiation contaminating, you know, most of the world and whatever, causing a huge amount of deformities is true. And then let's think about the possible problem reaction solutions that the elite would put into place. For instance, a mandatory ultrasound government program so that if your child is... you know, found to be not 100% perfect according to our eugenics standards, we can abort that child forcibly. And that way, they have control over life and death the whole world over.
Well, that's why I was telling you about the three up to 3 year old now. They're not just going into the fetus any longer. Now, if you've got up to a 3 year old, 3 years old. And it's putting an unusual burden, and this is what they're calling it, infanticide or something like that. Anyway, I can't pronounce it properly. The idea is now, if you can't afford it, it's putting an unusual financial burden on you. If it's causing undue stress on you, you can now take your three-year-old to a hospital and have them eliminated. They're looking for genetic material. That's what this is really all about. When you look at the whole abortion issues that were going on in the past and what was going on, this is genetic material. The younger the child, the more genetic material you have, whether it's an aborted fetus, the umbilical cord, and now we're talking up to 3 years old. You know, there are programs in place right now for cloning. Okay, if you've got enough money, you can go get yourself cloned. So then if your body part wears out, you have a cancer of the pancreas, oh, hell, you got a clone now. You can go pull that out.
It's just like in that movie, The Island.
Right, exactly. That's a reality. That isn't, you know, the funny thing is about TV, when you watch it, it's not just entertainment any longer. You know, this is a reality. When you watch a movie like The Avengers and Spider-Man and Superman, we're talking transhuman or super soldiers. That's what that's all about. Okay, they're letting you know that they are here. Okay, and some people might think, well, that's a little fictitious, blah, blah, blah. But we're talking, and again, when you look at it, on all different fronts, this is genetics. All about genetics and genetic manipulation. And again, where does it start? It has to start from raw material.
So they're harvesting DNA codes or sequences?
Well, think about this for a second, okay? In the 50s and 60s, they were taking women's parts out. They were taking the uterus out. They were taking the ovaries out. They were taking the gallbladder out. They were removing their breasts unnecessarily. They were causing the traumas with these mammograms.
Well, they're still doing that today.
Well... they are, but I mean, there are alternatives. You have infrared that you can use that does the exact same thing without causing trauma.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, thermography, it's real simple. You know, anybody who's ever seen a Predator movie, you know, hot spots on a human, and whenever you saw the close up of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you noticed that the whites of his eyes were white hot on the camera. Well, you pointed at a breast, and little incredibly hot areas like that, the white spots that you see, can be cancerous. But the difference being that you're not bombarding it with radiation in order to see whether or not something's cancerous. More to the point, if you do bombard it with radiation, you start causing cancer. And if you do, and if you do bombard it with radiation and an X-ray, half the times what they think is cancer is nothing, and they cut off your breast unnecessarily.
Well, it goes even one step before that. See, first you're getting 5,000 pounds per square inch slammed against the breast. Now you're bursting the blood vessels and the tiny capillaries. So you got blood clots now that are forming. Then you turn around afterwards, and now you're radioactively or microwaving that blood. So now you kill that blood and form the clot. So now that clot has no place to go because it's at the lymphatic system. So then what winds up happening is you develop it's metastasized. So now you have a cancer that you didn't have before. And this is why I tell women a lot of times it's an unnecessary procedure. You don't have to do that at all.
And this is why it's offered for free. Usually in New Zealand, to very poor Pacific Island communities for free.
You've got the Maori down there,
mm-hmm.
who have their own form of herbalism. It would be to that your advantage.
That was actually outlawed in it was either the late 1800s or mid 1900s. I forget which, but it was called the Taonga Suppression Act. Like ta, like on the road, unga, like somebody who's hungry, Taonga Suppression Act, yeah. And that was medicines and stuff, and it's since been outlawed.
I'm sure those are law-abiding people when it comes to the Queen's laws, and I'm sure they will obey that to the letter, but I would tell you
which
very strongly...
Over 50% of the jail population in New Zealand is Māori. Even though they're only 10% of the population.
Well, again, I would probably tell you to find somebody there that's still utilizing those things, even though they're law-abiding. Be no different than our natives here and anybody else who is doing things in a law-abiding way, practicing these things anyway, because they know they work. They're not going to go to a practitioner unless they're absolutely forced into it or unless they've been so dummied down by the system that they trust the medical field.
Mm. One thing I've noticed, apart from the fact that we're going to break, is that on the Māori marais and big kind of meeting houses and stuff that they've got, every single time when they've got jugs of water available, they've got lemon in them. Lemon alkalizes your body, kills cancer, and makes you healthy, and gives you vitamin C to fight viruses. Even though viruses don't technically exist. We'll be right back after the break at the Living Nation Show.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
It's business.
Welcome back.
It's business time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's
the sexiest 2 hours of talk radio. In fact, I coined a phrase last night. I always thought it's the fastest 2 hours in talk radio, but in truth, it's actually faster. It's in fact shorter. As if time gets compressed on the show, and you wonder where the frick did 2 hours go? I don't know. Anybody ever felt like that? I have many times before. And in fact, I'm getting a feeling like that right about now with my very special guest. Tony from the Micro Effect. Tony, welcome back. Now, we might be having a guest come in next hour, Philip Key from Positive PR Limited, although he's notorious for being reminded a dozen times to show up and not getting the message. So before we before we progress onto the second hour at the end of this segment, I want to ask you the normal question that I ask for the final segment, which is about self-censorship. You know how we all self-censor just a little bit? Sometimes, you know, when we're on radio, you know, there's our topics that we do discuss and we're perfectly happy to go about them, but other topics that people might ask us, which we're kind of a bit, I don't really kind of feel comfortable talking about that because you might judge me based on my response to the host, or maybe the audience just kind of won't understand or comprehend, or they might get angry and call me a kook or whatever. So on this radio show, unlike most of the others that I've heard of, I want to offer my guests the opportunity to just talk about whatever they want to talk about. The more controversial, the more terrible, the more unimaginable, the better. and I can guarantee you won't get judged. And we've got a ridiculous, and I mean this seriously, a ridiculously well-adjusted audience that listens to the show because of the context in which I host it, with the humor, and because of the highbrow conversations that we have, it weeds out a lot of those kind of judgmental, reactionary people, because they will get offended very quickly and leave, which is precisely what I want. I don't want people who have a thin skin and are not willing to grow a callus to listen to this show. So, Tony, if you have anything to say, now's your chance.
I'm pretty outspoken. I'm probably more outspoken than most people, and I speak my mind more than anything else. You know, I even when I do my other show in the Micro Effect, I don't pull any punches. I tell it the way it is. And I've been around for a while. I've seen, for instance, the health food industry. I always criticize it heavily today, because 30 years ago, we had better stuff than we have today. And I always tell people, any research you do look at on health, whether it be on a supplement, vitamin, a protein, amino, whatever, anything before 1983, 1980, and past and post, that's what you want. That's where you want to look at. And I always tell people that when you're looking at research, always look at the research in the format they're putting it in. Don't just read the research and say, oh, it's supposed to do this, it's supposed to do that. Look at it. Look at how they came up to their conclusions. Look at how they conducted the experiments. Look at the environment they put the animals or the person in. Look at the food that they were feeding them, the lifestyle. These are all mitigated and controlled. I'll give an example. When they tell you that that aspirin is or Tylenol is 50% more effective than aspirin, what they'll do is they'll take two mice. One they'll give them aspirin, one they'll give Tylenol. And the one with the Tylenol may see a better result than the one with the aspirin. But instead of conducting the experiment properly and doing with a full spectrum or a group of mice and doing both with a double-blind study, they give you this and then they sell you this drug or this chemical saying, hey, it was 50% better. But they don't, again, tell you that the Tylenol destroys the liver. It's worse than any anabolic steroid you're going to use. So when we're talking, as far as damaging the liver. So as far as when we're talking these drugs and things, you know, again, or even supplements, let's just even go with the supplements and forget the drugs. You know, you really need to understand that there's a big marketing game out there to sell you the latest and greatest, most wonderfulest superfood or super drug or super vitamin that's going to put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, bolts are going to bounce off you, you're going to leap tall buildings, it's going to knock off 20 years of your life. It's going to give you a male extension 9 feet long. It's going to give you high beams that are 20 feet wide. I mean, it's going to do all kinds of miraculous stuff. And in reality, it's just there to bleed your dollars. Again, I criticize it. I criticize it primarily because we've got too much government intervention going on in the health food industry today, and it's creating problems. Even the vitamins that we're getting here today are either contaminated with polymers, antifreeze, coloring agents, aluminum, and this is in a health food store. This is in a health food store.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the lovely stuff, isn't it? What got you into all of it? I mean, did you get sick and then figure this stuff out and cure yourself?
Years ago, I mean, I was an athlete, and back then when we didn't know anything about steroids, I was looking at doing things naturally. So I started off with my search and my studying, and I got, you know, I read biblical laws about eating. I read other cultural laws about eating and the themes that they use. And I got into herbalism. So I started using Asian herbalism and North American herbalism and then Mediterranean herbalism and then Nerpin herbals from all over the planet, combining them, trying them, studying them, see if they worked. You know, and a lot of times, most times they didn't work properly, because when you read the books, they only gave you a smidgen of information. Yeah, this does this, this, and this, but they didn't tell you that you had to combine it with X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3 in order to make it work. So when I got going with this, then, you know, one thing led to another. I was down in Arizona. I was a consultant down there in a health food store, and people were coming up to me with diseases I had never even heard of. And so when they explained to me what they were, a lot of times it was some sort of high technical term that the doctors gave these people, so they thought they had something special. And really it was nothing but something rudimentary or fundamental. So when I started giving people the vitamins in the right combination or the herbs or changing it, all of a sudden they're diabetic neuropathy. Guy lived 15 years, couldn't feel his fingers or toes. After 11 days, got feeling back. Another one had cancer that was around 3,000 on the count, dropped down to 300. The doctors were asking what she was doing. You know, another guy had, his son was almost dead, and we gave him 3 things in unpasteurized milk, cured him. So I've been doing this for a while. So then again, I met somebody down there. She interviewed me on a radio show. The next week she said, why don't you take it over? I had no clue about radio, and I've been doing it ever since. I still don't have a clue about radio, but anyway.
How many years have you been doing radio?
Going on 7, actually. Yeah, this year would be 7th year. But again, I've been just on the micro effect, and I only do it twice a week. And basically, it's more of an informative type show to help people. And then I got a webpage where I put the script of the show up there. I already got the script up to the 31st. So if you want to know what I'm going to talk about, it's already there. And there's always a recipe or remedy in there, so you can go in there and copy it. My webpage is an open forum. You can go and copy whatever you want. You can download whatever you like. There's a library there. I encourage you to go into that library and access that library on all the information that's there. I've had people all of a sudden coming up to me just in my hometown, seeing me from the YouTube and whatnot. They've been on my webpage. I've got people contacting me from all over the planet saying, you know, I've got in front of my computer on your webpage. I've never got off. I'm still here. It's they can't get over what's available, and it's free. Yeah, the real free, you know, no hidden costs. I don't need your credit card. Go there, download it, and store it. You know, use the information. And I always tell people, even on my YouTube, make it better, and then share the health. Because the whole key of turning all this around, you're never going to turn this around on a federal level. You may not even turn it around on a state level or a provincial level, but you will turn it around on a local level.
Well, I liken it to one of those giant sea anchors on the old Spanish galleons and stuff like that, how you have a round turbine thingy with a whole bunch of handles coming off it, and you need many, many, many men all pushing in the same direction in order to even start that anchor from coming up. And I believe that's what's happened now, is that the health industry, the political industry, and the military-industrial complex that controls it, along with the globalist slime bags, are the anchor that is holding the ship of humanity in place. And now it is time to bring it up, and we can only do it by working together and all pushing in the same direction. Tony, thank you very much for coming on the show today. We'll be back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, with our number 2. Don't you go anywhere. Please also visit the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Check out our new Charisma Design Shop that is there. Some beautiful jewelry that you can hook yourself up with, as well as visit us in the chat room, and we'll be taking your questions, and we'll be opening up the caller lines for our number 2 as well. Call in line is 218 339-8525. That's 218-339-8525. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. See you in a minute.
Delete the virus, alert the masses.
And I want to start taking callers as well, because one of my good friends, Vapi Kupinger, who was kind of the first radio show host who actually let me co-host with her on Radio Wātea here in Auckland. I call her my Auntie Vapi. She kind of, in my first couple of years going out exposing scumbaggery with a camera, just as Mr. News with my YouTube channel, I called her my Auntie Vapi, because she took me out for coffee all the time when I needed it. I couldn't afford to do anything, you know, just broke airs, truther. You know, we all know how that is. And her son, who's about the same size as me, she had bags and bags of his old clothes and stuff like that. So I've been wearing her hand-me-downs and stuff like that. So she'd give me a big bag of them. I go, oh, thanks, Auntie. And what I noticed is that her show primarily was hinged upon health advice. And as a result, people are very, very interested in their own health and indeed participating in the show. So much, in fact, that and you'll be shocked when I tell you this. If you're a New Zealand radio listener and you've ever heard of any of these mainstream radio network shows like Michael Laws or Willie and JT or any of that stuff, the rest of you won't know, but they're kind of like the Rush Limbaughs of New Zealand, right? Vapi Kupinger actually has more listeners to her show when she goes on once a week than any other radio show in the country, okay? Regardless of the size of the network, the size of the host, or anything. And it's because she actually cares about her listeners and she helps them out with health advice and answers their questions. So I'd like to do that for you as well, ladies and gentlemen. I can't offer a terribly large amount of health advice, but Tony probably can. 218-339-8525. 218-339-8525. Got your pencils out? 218-339-8525. So please call in right now if you can. Tony, welcome back. I can hear you typing away in the background there, mate.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to, well, I was answering some questions on email. Somebody sent me a question about an iodine product. This is the other thing the health food industry is notorious for. You know, I got a better product because it's natural. I got another one because it's organic. I got another one that's better because of blah, blah, blah. And then people get caught up with this baloney on these terminologies. Or you know, when people, you know, when I tell people all organic really means is carbon-based, nothing more. I said, you can have a tree that's sprayed. You can pee on it. You can poo on it. You can do all kinds of things to it. I said, it's still organic. The only thing is you polluted it. And when you get into this whole business of organics today, again, New Zealand at one point in time was the standard of the planet. They are growing genetically engineered stuff on the country now. And it's probably creating problems over there as well. When you're looking at the stuff and you're looking at supplements, again, vitamin C, give you a prime example. Your ascorbates, have cured. There was a guy down in New Zealand that was had H1N1. What did they cure it with? Mega doses of vitamin C. The hospitals were even reluctant to even do the drip. But when they did it, the guy was cured. If they had stayed on the 50-gram dose that he was supposed to be on, he cured it in 3 days. Instead, they dropped the dose to 5 grams, and then when the guy became conscious, the wife started pumping it into him. Now, they will tell you they got a whole food vitamin C that's supposed to be better than the ascorbate. It's a lot of baloney. A lot of these whole foods, when they're in their natural form and their fresh form, for instance, amla and camu will give you approximately 3 grams of vitamin C fresh. Once it's dried or dehydrated, it drops dramatically down to about 900 milligrams or less. So when they sell you these things in the market, in the health food stores, I mean, this is what we have here. A lot of horse manure that goes on here with this. This, I sometimes believe, is the FTC or the FDA trying to get people to reduce the dosing that they're on, because the dosing, the high doses that they're on, are what they need to sustain their health or to sustain the capacity to become healthy. So when they get you down to these micro doses, it does nothing.
Well, it's kind of like, let's say you're really, really thirsty, and then somebody gives you a shot glass full of water. It's not enough.
Right. It won't be enough. We are under what they call a binary attack. In other words, if your body gets hit with one thing, your body's immune system will handle it. When you're subjected to several things at one time, it compromises the immune system dramatically. So at that point, you need to reinforce the immune system by giving it what it needs at an adequate dose. That's called orthomolecular supplementation. And again, taking as much as needed to get the results required. Sometimes you have to combine different things in order to get this result as well. So when you're looking at a lot of these marketing things that you see on the internet, don't get sucked in on anything that's going to tell you it's better than this product, it's better than that product. You know, I'll give another example. There's a multi-level marketing company here that sells an acai berry drink. It's got 14 or 15 juices with it. You're paying $44 a bottle for a bottle of wine the size of a 750-milliliter bottle.
Well, just go and hang that one up. Now, I think that you've got a lot of these things, and the vitamin C has been particularly interesting, especially here in New Zealand. A few years ago, there was a man named Alan Smith, who's a farmer from the King Country, kind of like the backbone farmers of New Zealand. You know, the people who kind of built this country on their backs, quite literally. And he had a really horrific case of swine flu. He was on an ECMO machine, that kind of thing. And they tried to get him on intravenous vitamin C. And indeed, the people wouldn't give him a shot at it whatsoever. You know, they indeed had to get Mei Wang, who's one of the most prominent lawyers in the country, in order to threaten to sue the doctors if they didn't give it to him. So they gave it to him, and he started to get rapidly better. Then they stopped giving it to him, and then they got rapidly worse. and so they had to wait until they got him back on it, but very, very low. So he started to improve. He started to improve, but kind of slowly. And then once he was awake and coming out of his sort of induced coma and all that kind of stuff, they started giving him the lipospheric vitamin C kind of in the sachets and what have you. And he was on his way to better health and completely cured. And the medical establishment still denies that vitamin C is a proven and effective therapy, even with 75 years, literally, of scientific literature backing it up that they haven't read. We have our first caller in. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello, and thank you so much, gentlemen. Jenny, I always appreciate such fabulous guests you get on. And my question, I have two questions. I'll make them real quick. My first is, any familiarity with the protocol of taking lecithin and full potency ascorbic acid, mixing it with distilled water in one of those sonic things? What I've read about it, it's supposed to be delivery as if you were doing intravenous, and you can get really, really high doses. That's my first question. I was wondering if you would had heard of that, if it works or whatnot.
Tony?
Yeah, okay. Liposomes, okay, they made a big deal about it. What you're basically doing with a liposome is you're opening up a fat molecule and you're embedding whatever you want into it so that it has a better delivery system because you absorb things through several different pathways. Now, you can make this yourself. I would not use the soy lecithin that guy used. I saw the video. I would either use an egg yolk lecithin or I would use a sunflower lecithin. That's what I would use. And basically, you can make it yourself without that sonic thing either. You don't need it. All you need is a blender, a little bit of alcohol, vodka, gin, brandy, whatever. About maybe an ounce of that to about 3 or 4 ounces of your lecithin. Blend it at a high speed so that it heats up the lecithin. And once it's heated up, because the alcohol acts as a solvent to help break down the fat molecule, then once it's heated up, stop the blending, add your vitamin C, whatever dose you want to put in there, 5, 10 grams. Blend it again at a slow speed for about 2 or 3 minutes so it's completely engulfed. Put it in a jar, let it cool, and then you've made your own. And it takes about maybe 10 minutes to do.
Very good. I wasn't clear. I had it. Friend's husband relapsed, lung cancer. So I said, well, I'll give it a try. I had the sonic cleaner. But I'll just do it your way since you're in the know. Thank you. And my second real quick question is, I found out yesterday a very good friend of mine's daughter, 19-year-old daughter, is on methamphetamines. And I said, let me see what's out there. Let's see if we can, you know, come up with some herbal stuff. I've heard they are using kudzu extract for addiction, and there's N-acetylcysteine. I was just researching that. So just anything that you might have or any opinion you might have on those two items.
Would I be able to jump in here a little?
Absolutely.
I had a Māori friend back when I was doing cannabis activism, and in Māori culture, cannabis is frowned upon enormously. Like it's kind of very, very much demonized in the culture of the elders, kind of thing. They're still in that time warp. But this particular woman who I was talking to wasn't, and she's managed to get close to a dozen of her family members and extended family, friends, etc., off of methamphetamine by substituting it for marijuana. And reason being, there's a couple of symptoms of methamphetamine use that marijuana counteracts. Like, firstly, you can't sleep when you got methamphetamine. Marijuana makes you incredibly sleepy, so you start to get your hours of sleep back. And that returns a lot of mental stability. On top of that, when you're on methamphetamine, you can't eat. Your digestive system is kind of out of whack. You don't feel like you need to eat, and that's why there's a lot of rapid weight loss and poor health side effects of it as well, because you're simply not getting any nutrition in. And marijuana, the classic symptomology of the munchies and what have you, encourages people to start eating more and more, and that allows them to kind of rebalance their body, as well as the fact the traditional cotton mouth effect. And originally that was used partly by dentists back in the day. They would give their patients a little bit of marijuana to smoke, and it would reduce the amount of saliva in their mouth significantly, so it'd be easier to do dental work on them. And of course, the result of that is an increase in thirst, because when you are detoxing from something, you do need a lot of water to be ingested. So generally, there's also the come down effects of methamphetamine. Now you get the shakes, you get aggressive, and that kind of thing. With cannabis, it has a intense calming effect, so those withdrawal symptoms get remarkably reduced, and provided enough is used, you can actually kind of knock yourself out with it, sort of thing, and go to sleep and allow your body to repair it that way. And at least that's how I've seen it work. Tony, do you have any other advice as well?
Well, what we do up here, we first thing, the natives used to go into their trances, right? And one of the things that this stuff used to do is burn out the brain. So you're going to need vitamin B3, either in a niacinamide format or in niacin. What winds up happening is this restores the NADH levels in the brain. It helps with the sleep, because without that, without B3, you can't produce serotonin for the tryptophan to bind to the receptor sites. So without, and that's what it does bleed out. Even when I get people off of quitting smoking, that's the first vitamin I give them is B3. You will need to be taking a B-complex. You will be needing to take tyrosine and iodine as well to offset the moods. And again, sleep. The one key thing about any kind of drug addiction is while you sleep, you reduce the load in your system and it depletes the chemicals. But at the same time, you've got to input back into the body what was taken out. B vitamins, especially B3, B1, B5, choline. Choline is a big one because that connects to acetylcholine. You need the tyrosine to regulate the dopamine levels and norepinephrine levels. You need the iodine to regulate the system and restore the glands. And then again, diet. Diet is the big thing. Big thing you want to give people are fats. Fats, again, help absorb some of the toxins and pull them out. You want to use things that have high level of phosphorus, and that's where your lecithin comes in, because lecithin has all kinds of phosphorus. So, again...
But can't you get phosphorus from greens?
I don't believe in giving anybody grains. None. The grains is causing more...
No, not grains. Greens.
Oh, greens. You won't get enough. I mean, eggs... Egg yolk, lecithin. Lecithin is probably one of the highest sources of phosphorus you're going to get. Your greens are good for blood purifying because it's going to put chlorophyll and stuff in them, provided you're using a juice format, not a fiber. Because when you're doing the fibers, what happens is that can actually deplete the minerals. So you got to be careful with that.
Okay. And wow. Elizabeth, you yourself, have you... How did you kind of get into learning about the sort of alternative health and actually wanting to be interested in it?
It was back in the 90s, and I was actually a TV reporter.
Hold on. Before you continue, Tony, when you're typing and stuff, we can hear it. So when you do that, just mute your microphone first. Sorry, Elizabeth, continue.
I was a TV reporter, and... we started covering how the FDA wanted to shut down the little tiny, you know, bearded-owned health food stores. And I'm like, why?
Well, Elizabeth, I'm actually interested to hear your story here, but we're coming up to break. So if you're willing to hold on over the break, I'm interested to hear more. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. You can call in too, 218-339-8525, 218-339-8525. Back in a second. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And I had a curiosity yesterday. Why is American Freedom Radio not the number one network in the US? Seriously, the content here is just the best. I cannot find anything better. And I've looked. But anyway, we'll go back to our caller now. Elizabeth, are you still there?
I am still here.
Gotcha. All right. So you were a reporter, and you were investigating the FDA?
Yeah, the Food and Drug, or Food and Death Administration. And I knew nothing about anything. This was the 90s. And a very sweet old man ran a little tiny health food store with jars of herbs and whatnot. And the FDA was trying to get legislation at that time passed. And this is the 90s. To get all of these places shut down, to have all the regulations put in place. and there was just enough blowback that it didn't happen, or they were busy implementing NAFTA or CAFTA or whatever it was they were doing in the 90s to help destroy things. But anyway, so that was my first glimmer of that realm. And I think, you know, like, you are a teacher, a leader, a voice. And some people just, they're drawn to the healing things. And the more I learned, everybody wants to know what's going on with themselves. I know, Tony, you can attest to that. You see people. I saw a woman yesterday, 250 pounds. She had psoriasis. I mean, completely all over both her arms. And she was a checkout girl and said, oh, it's not contagious. And I said, I know. And I wanted to tell her that, you know, it was her diet and internal, possibly genetic. But anyway, so I just, that's how I got into it. And I just think some people are drawn to the healing arts.
Well, it's such, because it affects people so entirely, like, it's basically life and death. What affects you more than the concept of just life and death? Nothing. And what's the bridge between life and death? Your health. So ergo, it's probably the most important subject, isn't it? And that's the reason why we're under attack from every direction in terms of our health. Everything that we drink, everything that we eat, everything that we breathe, everything that we touch, everything that we have in and around us is conspiring to poison and kill us. That's the terrifying thing about it.
Can I ask one last quick question, Tony?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm running into more and more people, women with osteoporosis, I mean advanced for their age group, and what I know is a lot of it is absorption issues, the whole fluoride issue. Those are my first recommendations. What are your suggestions?
Salt. 30% of the bone is salt. What have they been doing for the last 50 years? Telling you to reduce your salt. I've got women here in Canada that are 70-plus years old, don't have even the inkling sign of any kind of osteoporosis or osteopenia. Get with the salt, sea salt, any kind of salt. Even if it's the iodized crap, use it. You need salt, not calcium. Calcium levels you should be using at best, at most, is about between 200 and 300 milligrams tops. Get it from yogurt, get it from kefir. If you do need a supplement, put it in there. And better yet, I'll give you a little trades hint on how to take calcium properly. Open up a capsule, use a powder, put it in water. Then add hydrochloric acid to the calcium in the water. When you mix it up, you'll find that it'll dissolve it for you. Okay, because most people don't produce enough hydrochloric acid in the stomach because they're eating either a high fiber diet or eating a lot of genetically modified crap, which is alkalizing the stomach so much that it cannot produce the hydrochloric acid to break anything down. When you put it in water, you'll see it'll dissolve it for you. Then if you want to really get it shotgunned, add a little baking soda, there's your salt. Add a little citric acid to it, and when she starts to bubble, fizz, and whiz, drink it. You will probably find if you have any aches and pains as a result of a calcium deficiency, you may find relief in moments. Now, the best way to take a calcium supplement, if you're going to take it, is a 2-to-1 ratio with magnesium. But again, you do not need any mega doses. I've had women using up to 2,000 milligrams of calcium that were osteoporosis, going to the doctor, they were going to put in even more, did the blood work, their blood work was showing they were overloaded with calcium, but they weren't absorbing it because they're not breaking it down. You absorb that in the intestinal tract where you are acidic, and you have to be acidic in the intestinal tract to kill off viruses and parasites. And when you're adding any kind of alkali to it, you have to make sure there's enough acid in the stomach to break it down. If not, it's a waste of money.
Great.
Okay, so get them on salt. I've had people tell me, even when you're feeling fatigued, feeling a little bit out of it, a little spacey, you have to remember salt detoxifies the brain, cleans out the brain of all the crap that's in it.
And so easy, a lot of times when people, another easy trip that one of my listeners showed me as I was over at his place and we're watching a documentary. I asked for a glass of water and he says, oh, do you want to alkalize it and everything? And I go, yeah, yeah. He just takes some normal iodized table salt, just a pinch of it in a glass of water.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the same thing. When you're feeling lethargic, like you're spaced out, that means your saline solutions in your brain might be on the low side because you need salt to transmit the signal. So add a little salt to your water and drink it. Way you go. Distilled or reverse osmosis. Don't get caught up on these fancy waters they try to sell you here. They try to sell you all kinds of stuff. Alkalize this. You can alkalize your water just by throwing baking soda in it. You don't even have to spend all this lunatic money on specialized water.
Have you ever heard the saying, the simpler the better? For some reason, advertising has got people convinced that the more complicated and fancy, the better.
Again, you have to remember, I correlate the health food industry today to a prostitute. Basically, you got three prostitutes on the corner, and one's going to charge you more because she's dressed up a little bit more than the other one. And that's what's happened to the health food industry. It's become a prostitute. And you got to remember, drug companies now are buying products in the health food industry. We just had two companies that got sold. A new chapter got sold by, I think, by Pfizer or one of those drug companies. And Alcer, which makes the fizzy vitamin C, got bought up by another drug company. So you have to understand that this industry is being eaten up. I mean, Whole Foods is owned by, I mean, there's even ties to Monsanto. And they've been, for years, selling foods that have been genetically fed or engineered into a so-called health food store. And so they came out and proclaimed that we're going to now have a compromise with the non-organics, which is impossible. You cannot do that. But anyway, when you get into the health food stuff, it's all a matter of how to take what you're doing to get the results. So use salt. Don't get caught up in all this bloody calcium, because all that's going to do is, especially with this vitamin D that they're pushing all this vitamin D. Oh, you need zillions and zillions of vitamin D. You take that, you overload in vitamin E, you will have calcium deposits in the heart, lung, and kidneys. And if the stones get into the heart and the kidneys, you're done. You can never get them out. You know, you'd be years and years of chelation to get that stuff out of you. So
hey, I was thinking... Can you supercharge it? Like, let's say, for example, you know how we were talking about baking soda and water, really good for you. Pinch of salt and water, really good for you. Lemon juice and water, really good for you. What if you had a pinch of salt, half a lemon's worth of lemon juice, and a teaspoon worth of baking soda in a glass of water?
What you're going to do is you're going to produce a super alkaline water, because the citric acid also has, it alkalizes, it will trigger the... You're going to get a lot of salt, because baking soda is basically salt. It's a carbonated salt, and then you're adding salt again. So, again, you may want to offset that with something else.
Like, how about just drinking more water?
Well, you're just going to be diluting it then.
Oh, really? So how do you try to reduce the amount of salt without kind of diluting it? And more to the point, bananas then. Okay.
So no, not bananas. That's another myth.
Really?
That is all, I almost said it.
It's all BS.
Basically a lot of BS. Look, the only way you're going to eat a banana to get potassium out of a banana, it better be black. If it's yellow, you're not getting zero but sugar. A cup of bananas is equivalent to a cup of white sugar, unless it's been fermented. If you don't ferment the sugar out of it, the sugar in the banana will displace the potassium. And again, they don't tell you this. You'd be better off eating an avocado. It has a higher concentration of potassium.
So
I even believe the kiwi has more potassium than a banana.
So I
would be going that route before I'd eat a banana. The banana, even the kiwi, has to be fermented a little bit. But if you're going to eat bananas, they better be as black as that coat you're wearing.
Right,
you're wasting your time.
So you're talking about, you know, how you let them kind of go off sort of thing to make your banana bread with or your banana cake? Yeah? That's what we're talking about.
It's all
about.
Sugar.
Yeah,
it's all sugar at that point. But, yeah, I mean, once you bake it, cook it, it's the sugar you're getting out of it. Like I said, a cup of bananas is equivalent to a cup of white sugar. No difference. It's high glycemic sugar.
Does sugar balance out salt?
It displaces your mineral.
So basically, all you need in order to... You said you needed potassium, but now it's, right. it's looking
parts,
like you need
two
sugar.
Parts potassium, one part salt, and you balance it out.
Okay. One part potassium, one part salt. Where does the sugar come in?
Two parts potassium, one part salt.
Okay. All right.
2-to-1 ratio.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, thank you very much for your call. We're going to go to our next caller now, the Greek. Welcome to the program.
Hey, before you guys go nuts over bananas, jot this down. Do some research on a man named Louis Kervran, K-E-R-V-R-A-N. He was a French man, lived 50s and 60s, did most of his research. He was into, yes, a taboo field called transmutation. And in short, he found out that the body does not require external potassium input because it turns sodium into potassium. And he did extensive tests in the deserts of Morocco with the French military, and it was proved conclusively. And when he came to America to show this, they basically handed him Biology 101 book and told him to go read it and leave them alone.
So how can people actually get the potassium out of it just in general? Like
Your body basically turns high-quality sodium into potassium.
So basically, that super alkaline drink that we discussed earlier with the lemon and the pinch of salt and the little teaspoon of baking soda, that would have all the potassium in it because your body's able to transmute it, right?
Correct. Well, it would happen in the body. What he did, let me just give you a quick background on the experiments he did. He took chickens, and he found that they had very robust eggs that were over 90 or 99% calcium on the eggshell. And what he did was he gave them a diet completely devoid of calcium, but it was rich in sodium, magnesium, and other trace elements. And they still produced very, very robust calcium-fortified eggs. But when he started removing some of the magnesium and sodium in different amounts, he noticed the eggs were deformed and were not forming until they actually stopped producing eggs. So calcium is also produced in the body.
There was, I heard that exact same study, and what he found was the chickens were looking around and eating these other smaller rocks, which were a volcanic silica-based rock. And it turns out that inside the chicken's gut, and this happens with a lot of different compounds and elements, is that there is a bioorganic process via which they can be transmuted into completely different elements. And they were transmuting silica into calcium, and their eggs continued to be strong. And I got that from Malcolm Harker, who's New Zealand's most notorious herbalist, who's only just gone public recently with a lot of his discoveries, you know, cures for psoriasis and this, that, and the other. But yeah, I can back up what you're saying, man.
Yeah, but it's not also chemical. It's also petrovoltaic. Doves, turkeys, and other birds have stones in their crop, and your teeth are petrovoltaic, meaning take good care of your teeth, because as you chew, you have something called a piezoelectric current. When you have a crystal and you put pressure on a crystal, it gives off an electric current, and vice versa. When you put an electric current into it, it vibrates, right? It's called piezoelectric. So when you're chewing, your teeth are connected to various organs directly through, well, I wouldn't say the nervous system. That's, again, very limited. And as you're chewing, you're creating petrovoltaics, rocks in birds' crops, let's say.
You got about 30 seconds. You got about 30 seconds to wrap up, Greg.
Yeah, let's wrap it up right there. But Louis Kervran, I'm glad you heard about him, and I just wanted to bring that up. Thanks much.
Yeah, very, very welcome, man. Thanks for your call, bro. Okay, well, we'll be going to break in about soon, ladies and gentlemen. I also wanted to put this out there a little bit. Have you noticed that almost every single thing that you get taught in a textbook later on turns out to be fake? And it doesn't matter what the textbook is about. I remember I was working at this kids' centre, and they had this textbook from 1970s. And in part of it, it was describing oil and how much there is. And it said that oil will run out within the next 10 years. You know, or like by 1996 or something like that. And you think to yourself, Isn't it amazing how time and reality has a way of overturning everything that you get taught? We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com.
My reach is global, my tower secure, my cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, I'll let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all
Welcome
under my
back,
command.
Ladies and gentlemen, a missile, but to the shortest 2 hours in talk radio, it's the final segment of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. And next week on the show, I wanted to give people a rundown. We will have Dr. Antonella Carpenter, Walt Willis, David Icke, James Corbett, Jay Soley, Roxy Lopez, Kevin Barrett, and also I'll be moving to a new location, a new studio over the weekend. So if you're anywhere near Auckland, please, ladies and gentlemen, please, if you're anywhere near Auckland, at about 1 o'clock or so, we'll be moving house out of here in Titirangi, and we're only moving like 2 minutes down the road, so it won't take long if there's many hands. So please email me through the website just with the keywords help moving. If you have a van, truck, car, hands or cleaning products or anything like that, you know, all that stuff that's required for moving. Nobody's ever obligated, of course. You can say no. I want to enjoy my Saturday off, you say. Hey, I've done it many times before. So thank you also to those people who have donated that actually make this move possible. And as with every single time that I've moved house since becoming a radio show host, there's some kind of impetus whenever I move into new environments or get in touch with new people. Something about me gets triggered and I start producing more content with more stuff. And conveniently enough, the new studios that we're going to be moving into are much larger. So we're going to be able to entertain more and bring people in studio more regularly and do in-house interviews, documentaries. We've got all the lighting and things like that. So this is the reason why I asked people very, very emphatically to support the broadcast by going to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com and clicking on the subscribe button. And you don't have to subscribe with your credit card through PayPal if you don't trust PayPal. There's also a Kiwi Bank account number there for Guerrilla Media. And what we're asking is $5 a month. If you can spare it, it's a little bit more expensive than a cup of coffee, admittedly. $5 a month, and that helps us because everybody doing that means that we have a very steady income coming in. And, of course, you can cancel at any time. And we give you access to the commercial-free archives, which daily saves you about half an hour of listening time, which in a month would save you about 10 hours. So you're paying $5 in order to save yourself 10 hours a month. And that's assuming that I don't go on any other radio shows, because I go on Chris Green's show and Charlie McGrath and all over. I've been on well over 100 other radio shows. And I upload those radio shows commercial-free to that archives page as well. So it's a very good deal, saves you a lot of time. And, of course, even if you don't want to pay, I'll still give you access to the commercial-free archives. Even if you cancel your payments, you still have access to those commercial-free archives. Take it or leave it. The information is there for everybody. And all I ask, and it's asking, not telling, not demanding, is a little bit of support, you know? Thank you very much for all of those who currently do. Everything that happens on this show, all these big guests that we get, is directly because of the amount of support that we're getting, okay? And we're also building a lot of new shops on the websites.
because my good friend Ange, who has a Charisma Design, she's a beautiful little necklacey thingies and earrings and what have you. Girlfriend's been wearing them. In fact, I got one of them around my neck right now for those of you who are watching on the webcam. Power, you know, nice, gorgeous, handcrafted, hand painted, the whole ball of wax. Big banner there on thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. You can either donate to us or buy products from the people on the site. We're giving people, particularly truthers, the opportunity to have access to an international audience that might be interested in purchasing their products, so that you have a truther business network that reinforces itself and acts, in my opinion, hopefully at the end of the day, as a kind of truther business cartel. Just like the New World Order business cartel is screwing everybody up, we can act as a cartel to screw their business up. You know, that's my idea anyway. Same reason behind the social network. So please, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing the work anyway. And and if you admire it, if you want to see more of it, help out any way you can. All right. Sorry, Anthony, I took quite a bit of time from you there. If you have any announcements or any stuff that you'd like to say as a parting shot in the last 5 minutes.
Well, another 15 minutes, I'll be doing my show. So.
Yeah, indeed. Where can people go and listen to that?
So if you're still wanting to listen on health issues, you can. I do have a webpage. You can go take a look at the script. Let me remind you that anything on that page, it's more like a database page. Feel free to go and access anything that's there. It's for free. Go use it. Go get it. Download it. Store it. Save it. Look at the YouTubes that we've done. Just type in Herbs Plus Beadworks in the YouTube search. We've got 98 videos and show you how to take things and make remedies out of certain fundamental things that can cure a host of diseases and a host of conditions that you may be afflicted with. We did one there with the ginger, onion, and grapefruit. And I had a comment from somebody there, told me that they combined three of the formulas that we put there. The guy had been blind for 30 years and his left eye got his vision back. So we're seeing things like this coming up. The guy was, you know, clinically blind. Another woman that contacted me from Toronto, Canada, she had 7 bleeding tumors in her lungs. And all she used was a ginger, onion, and grapefruit formula. 3 months later, cured. The best they could do was take her lungs out, and that was it, give her an iron lung. So she cured herself with just a simple formula like that. So they're there. And I always say in my videos, make them better, and then share the health.
Yeah.
So I'd encourage you to go there.
And for anybody who's going to charge you like tens of thousands of dollars for a special machine and all of that kind of stuff, it's a scam, okay? It doesn't matter what your condition is. They can all be cured with the natural stuff that's available incredibly cheaply the vast, vast majority of the time. And it usually doesn't matter what the condition is.
We, a lot of us are working on this Morgellons condition, and we're coming up with some things that seem to be working fairly
really
effective.
Yeah. Please tell me, man, because I've been worried about this Morgellons thing for quite a while, because even people in the truth community have been saying there's no way to get these fibers out of you.
Well, there is a way, but everyone's approaching it from an attack platform, and you can't do that. It's a polymer. When you attack a polymer and break it down, it morphs into something completely different. And it's attached itself to a biofilm, which it connects itself to your DNA. Now, the Illuminati taught us how to stop it, believe it or not. In the movie, in the Star Trek series, The Generation, remember when they were conflicting with the Morg? The Borg? Morg, same thing.
The Borg, Star Trek First Contact, yeah.
Okay,
how
remember
they
that?
Adapt.
Now, they hit them with all kinds of frequencies, right? Frequency devices. They didn't work. Why?
Because kept adapting.
The thing adapted because it was a polymer. Mm. So as a result, it changed its defenses. But if you put it to sleep, what happens? It disengages. And that's the key. One of the things that puts it to sleep is an electromagnetic field that anybody can make using a copper aluminum mesh and running a 3-volt charge and sleeping on it. When you wake up the next day, the strands will fall right off of you. The polymers will start surfacing and coming out of you. And if you use a simple solution, a simple aloe vera, salicylic acid, citric acid, and ascorbic acid and iodine solution, and rub it on your skin, you'll be amazed at what will come out of you. And then taking a bath in a trisodium phosphate solution with magnesium, okay, and iodine, sit and soak, and you again will be amazed at what will fall out of you. The key to this all is reducing the load. You will not cure it completely until we stop the chemtrails and the GMOs. Everybody is infected with it on the planet. If you're breathing, eating, or drinking, you will have it in you. The thing is, it will, your immune systems, when it starts coming out, that's your immune system kicking it out. Till you reach a certain saturation point, that will not occur. You have to understand that we are dealing with something that is a bio-nano technology. This stuff is 20 years in advance, and the only way you're going to beat this thing is by shutting it down through sleep. Put it to sleep. You got to disassociate those frequencies that are triggering it through HARP or those smart meters. And one of the ways is to put electromagnetic field around you, and guess what? You fall asleep.
Mm. And the human body naturally produces an electromagnet. In fact, all living organisms do. So that's very interesting. We naturally have a field to react and protect ourselves. The problem is it's not quite strong enough to get this stuff.
You have to amp it up because these things are shutting it down. Mm. That's why.
Indeed. All right. Well, Tony, thank you so much for donating some of your valuable time. And ladies and gentlemen, you go to themicroeffect.com right now. You should be able to start listening to Tony do his own personal show. I'd love to come on your show at some point, Tony, if you'd let me. But, yeah.
Okay, probably will. We'll get together and talk about it. Where am I at? Okay.
Thanks,
man. I've got about 2 minutes, and I got to let you go.
All right. Catch you later, Tony.
Listen, thanks for having me, eh?
You're welcome. All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening in. And, of course, the archives will be posted at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com/2012.html. You can, well, basically, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your day. Enjoy it. It might be the last one you get to. See you again.